Today's episode, it's all about the word no. Happy day. This is the Wellness 717 podcast. I'm Dr. Jeff Ludwig. I'm the host of this show. This is sponsored by Camp Hill Family Chiropractic. And the aim of this show is to give this community information so you can make smart, safe, and sane healthcare decisions. So as they say, relax and enjoy the show. So welcome back, friends. Dr. Jeff here with another episode from the Wellness 717 podcast. And today is all about focusing on your self-care. And what we want to do today, it's a short episode, but it's powerful, is to focus on the ability to say no so you can set healthy boundaries. You know, saying the word no can be difficult for many of us because we have many responsibilities, we tend to be people pleasers, we have families to take care of, workers to take care of, and it creates a fear, right? A fear that we might let others down. But it also may seem selfish and rude, but I'm here to tell you, don't worry about missing out on making other people happy, especially when it comes to your health. Some of us focus on missed out opportunities. Well, learning to say no is so crucial because it maintains our physical, our mental, and our emotional health. And here are some reasons why saying no is essential to our health. Number one, protecting your time and your energy. You know, our time and energy are precious resources. When we say yes to every request or opportunity that comes our way, we can easily become overwhelmed. We can become overextended. And when you learn to say no, it allows us to protect our time and protect our energy so we can focus on what truly matters to us and avoid things such as burnout. So number one, we protect our energy and our time. Number two, when we set priorities, saying no helps us to set these priorities. It allows us to assess what is truly important to us and align our actions with our values and the goals that we may have in our life. It also helps us to avoid getting caught up in other people's expectations and other people's demands. And it really empowers us to make choices that we are in line with because of our own needs and our own desires. So number two, let's set priorities by saying no. Number three, saying no, as what this podcast is about, is establishing healthy boundaries. It is so powerful for establishing healthy boundaries. It enables us to set limits on what we are willing to do or tolerate and communicate our needs and boundaries to others. This helps prevent us from being taken advantage of or constantly putting others' needs above our own. And the fourth good reason of saying no to improve your self-care is it honors self-respect. You know, when you say no, it signals that we value ourselves and we value our well-being enough to assert our boundaries to protect ourselves from being overwhelmed or stretched too thin. It also sets up how we expect others to treat us and encourages them to respect our choices and our decisions. So saying no doesn't mean being rude. It doesn't mean being dismissive. It's about asserting yourself and myself in a respectful and assertive manner. So how do we say no effectively? Number one, just be clear and direct. You know, when we present ourselves that way, it avoids using ambiguous language and beating around the bush, doesn't it? And it may also lead to a misunderstanding or confusion. So state your decision of what you're going to do firmly and respectfully. Now, what happens when you say no? The first thing we say, I'm sorry, Susan. I'm sorry, Karen. I just can't do this event because I need to do X, Y, and Z, right? You're setting up boundaries. And don't over-apologize. You know, it's okay to express regret for not being able to fulfill a request, but avoid over-apologizing or feeling guilty for saying no. Remember that it's not selfish to put things in priorities. This will affect a positive well-being for yourself and, of course, set up boundaries. You have the right to say no without feeling guilty. So along with being clear and direct, as we mentioned just a few moments ago, I want you to be firm and confident when saying no. We don't want to be wishy-washy. We don't want to apologize, as I just mentioned, as it may invite others to challenge our decisions. So stand your ground, communicate your decision with confidence and conviction. Because saying no and setting boundaries are powerful acts of self-care. And this can have an amazing transformation impact on all of our lives. And it's important to understand that it's okay to put yourself first, to set limits on what we can and we cannot do. One of the toughest things to do is saying no to things that we may be addictive to. Now, you may not think you're addictive to certain things when it comes to nutrition, if you will. But many of us are addicted to things like sugar. How do we say no to that? Well, you have to be strong. You have to be confident. Use these same steps to say no to some of the bad things that you may partake in. Because when you set up your goals for being healthy, you are setting up boundaries. And if you want to improve your self-care, whether it's controlling your time, so you can do the healthy things that you want to do, or whether it's partaking in exercise or eating healthy, drinking healthy, these are all things that we can focus on to improve our self-care. And as we finish up, I want you to be aware. Awareness is the first step in any type of change. Be aware of some of the negative things that affect your health, whether it's the people that you're around, your time constraints, the food that you're eating, whether or not you're moving or not, your positive mental health. You want to challenge your thoughts that you should have said yes when you said no. Don't feel guilty about that. In fact, challenge your thoughts associated with feeling guilty. So I'm here to tell you, when you say yes to something, you say no to something else. And we can turn that around. When you say no to something, you're saying yes to something that affects your health in a positive way. Because there's power in a positive no. So my friends, we all have one life, don't we? We all get 24 hours in a day. We get 168 hours a week. How are you going to spend this precious time that's given to you, are you going to focus on self-care? I hope so. And it starts with saying no to things. That's a powerful, positive no. Well, thanks again for listening to the Wellness 717 podcast on the positivity of saying no. This improves your self-care. It improves all aspects of your health, your physical, your mental, your social. Everything is controlled by how you make your decisions. So be confident, be direct, and enjoy it when you say no to something and not yes to every request that you have in your life. So smile when you give a positive no to something or someone or some event, knowing that you're going to have a positive yes when it comes to promoting your self-care. I am Dr. Jeff Ludwig. Thank you for listening to this episode today. If you enjoyed it, I ask you to please share it with a friend or loved one. I encourage you to check out our podcast each week. Usually comes out early in the week, usually by Monday. And listen to our past episodes. This is episode, I think, number 84. So we've been doing this for over 2 years. I encourage you to check out some of the older episodes and share them as well. And as we begin this week, as always, I want you all to be well and be blessed. Have an awesome week, everybody.